Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, when you pay your quarterback, you want to know for sure that you're making the right decision. Paying Patrick Mahomes is a no-brainer. Paying Josh Allen, no-brainer. For me, paying Lamar Jackson was a no-brainer. I don't know about Brock Purdy. We're going to get into that as part of our fourth and one segment that's on the way. I've got a story about dad, and it's not what you think. And also, a little bit later on, our man Day-Day with Yeah Man, No Man. We'd love to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. Started the show today talking about our Braves, and rightfully so. They are back on the right track. Strider's on his way back. Acuna's on his way back, sooner than later. And Drake Baldwin is bowling. And as we started talking about this, Mike, you have an asset in Sean Murphy, and I'm not trying to run anybody out of town, but this is just simple math. He is a guy that's well compensated, that still has value. And if you're going to wait, Mike, until he's slumping, or you know, you think, hey, the trade deadline is going to be the best time to do that, I'm just saying, Mike, I'd be working the phones. I know it's early in the season, but I think you have a budding star in Drake Baldwin. And I said, I thought he was a secret sauce if he hit like I thought he could.
Right.
We just didn't know. And now you're seeing his capabilities.
It's funny because, you know, some Braves fans, as we said earlier, and Abe and I were going round and round on this last week when you were on vacation. Yeah, I know. He had a home run the other night. They won the game. Murphy is a professional, but just Drake Baldwin is on this incredible heater that I just think you've got to exploit. And yes, if in fact somebody does figure him out the way, remember Austin Riley, he had to go through a real big adjustment period after his first year in the bigs. And maybe that happens, maybe that doesn't. But Murphy, I just think, you know, people gushing about the defense and his ability to handle the pitchers. Guys, it's not like guys are stealing bases like they're Ricky Henderson, where his defense becomes so important. I mean, it's almost like the baseball gods have given you a do-over on the Contreras trade, which, if we're honest, was not good for the Braves. And I know Contreras is not ever going to be considered an elite defensive catcher, but the guy hits like a rock. Star certainly did. So I love what you're doing with Drake Baldwin. He is getting better. You do have a guy in the minors and James McCann who in the short term could fill the role. You could hopefully, you know, who knows, maybe next year Travis Darno comes back, Carl, for a half a season, you know. But there's ways to do this. I do think there's a value because, yes, Murphy's making $15 million for us, but by Major League Baseball standards, it's not as like a killer contract. But how do you thread the needle? How can you find a way to get Murphy, if you had hypothetically trade him before the deadline, and really beef up this bullpen? Is that something we can do? And half the league, obviously, is looking for pitching.
No doubt. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you on our text line, as well as Mike Bell, ATL, and at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell, 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. And here's the thing. They're off day for the Braves today. They'll play tomorrow, and it looks like Strider's going to be back, so that's good news. We're going to talk more about it a little bit later on in the show. Right now, though, let's get to fourth and one. So he apparently talked to other teams before he made the decision to retire, and I'm talking about Derek Carr, which Mike tells me he probably wanted to play. He just didn't want to play there. I think he was trying to force his way out. Then they moved his money and moved it forward, and it was almost impossible because the cap hit became so big that they were going to do that, being in the situation the Saints are in. They're in a rebuild, guys. It's no secret. And now they got to figure out their quarterback situation, not just for this year, but moving forward. I don't know if Tyler Shuck's going to plan out or any of that, you know, how that's going to play. But the fact that Carr was speaking to other teams, how do you feel about that if you're the Saints and then he's like, I'm retiring?
Well, friends of ours down in New Orleans are like, good riddance. It's a shame for Derek Carr, man. He was looking really good a couple years ago with the Raiders, and he got his buddy Devontae Adams, and all, and then just the wheels kind of just fell off for him. Never really felt like he got a fair shake with, was it Josh Daniels?
Right? Yes.
Back then? Was it McDaniels was the head coach? It never worked out for him in New Orleans, so it's out. But yeah, the idea that he's going to retire, but he's still kicking, he just doesn't want to be in New Orleans, it's a little strange. Either way, the die is cast. I think he's damaged goods. I couldn't see anybody giving Derek Carr any money until maybe way into next year, right? Because the same argument we have for somebody trying to get Kirk Cousins.
No doubt.
You're desperate for a quarterback, and you're willing to roll the dice with a guy like Carr.
They're saying, by the way, Aaron Rodgers has zero interest in going to New Orleans, and that the Saints apparently don't have any interest in acquiring him, all right? I mean, he's out there. He's a free agent, but I don't think that's going to be the answer for Aaron Rodgers. Mm. But Drew Brees spent, what, 15 years in New Orleans, Mike? Had the most wonderful career of any quarterback in the history of that franchise. And, you know, won a Super Bowl. We know what Brees was, and he's on his way to the Hall of Fame. But for him to say, you know, what's the deal? And he said it was surprising when he heard about Carr. He says it's so early in his career, but there's life after football. And he said there's a second chapter. It seems like Carr and his family really put roots down in Vegas. And I know he's got aspirations to perhaps build a school or church, pastor, do some other things that he's, okay, you know, that he's interested in. This is Drew Brees, by the way.
Right.
Quote, so at times, you know, you just feel like you've got a calling to do other things. And for him, it's a unique chapter in his life. But Brees is not killing him, but did say, again, a big surprise for the timing.
Yeah, and it's funny. Are the Saints now, let's hope, fingers crossed, Falcon fans, the Saints go through what the Dolphins went through after Marino. You know, where they went to like 25 different starting quarterbacks before you finally got to Tua. So, not sure if that's going to be the case. Like, I don't know this what this Tyler Shuck thing is going to be. I was blown away how this guy's stock went from like not even on the radar screen. All of a sudden, this guy is going to be a star quarterback. No, we'll see. I'm a little confused by their tactics. I think they're going to regret not getting in the mix for Shador Sanders, but we shall see. I'm also glad Shador Sanders is not in New Orleans.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think that might have been a little bit of trouble for us.
I'm with you on that. Meanwhile, Brock Purdy's deal has got a lot of people scratching their heads.
Me.
It's not the money, because the money, this is the going rate. It is more about the no-trade clause for me. You gave Brock Purdy a no-trade clause? Now, understand, guys, this was not on the table when they started these negotiations. Purdy and his people were like, we want a no-trade. The 49ers were like, no. Then they gave in. Mike, who deserves a no trade? Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Jalen, right? Who? That's it. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls, guys, and won one in the last 5 years. If you were going to say who in the NFL deserves a no trade clause out of all the rookies, CJ Stroud's not, I don't know if he'll get one. Jaden Daniels is too early in his career. Obviously, our guy's way too early. But you just gave Brock Purdy a no trade?
Yeah, I saw the contract and we were debating it. I said, I got to text Carl. I know you're on vacation. Oh. Don't want to bother you on vacation, but I know you're going to be like, what? Because, you know, 20 touchdowns and 12 picks, regardless of the injuries to what happened with Debo and Ayuk and everything else that went down with Christian McCaffrey. I said on the radio, that's like 1978 numbers for a quarterback. That's like Burt Jones numbers with the Colts, man. But in this case, I texted Steve Weiss, our buddy from NFL Network, and I said, that's crazy money and the terms. And Steve says, no way. They love him, know what he means to this offense. He was going to get paid, damn good player for them. That's Steve Weiss. I just felt he's a slightly better sort of crossroads scenario than Daniel Jones and the Giants had, where you kind of, well, you've invested in him. You know, he knows the offense, but geez, to give that kind of money. But to your point, that's going to reset the market. That means if Michael Penix Jr. balls out, and where we maybe, that might be $65 to $70 million in 3 years or 4 years, we have to pay Michael Penix.
I totally agree.
Hopefully that's a good problem for us to have.
Oh, I hope so too. I mean, look, it that means we made the right decision. But here's the thing for me. What does he do extremely well? And I'll give you an example. If I say that to you about Mahomes, you're going to say, man, his elusiveness, his accuracy, just his overall playmaking. If I said that to you about Josh Allen, you go, man, you got to account for Josh Allen. He's just a beast. You say that about Lamar. Do I have to say it about Lamar? Like, what does Brock Purdy do extremely well where you go into a game and you go, we have to contain him? You don't. You had to contain all these other guys. And all he was is just a guy that was delivering the ball. And, Mike, here's the thing. You can say what you want, but, man, I feel like I could throw a 10-yard pass to some of these guys and they turn it into a 50-yard run.
Well, that's the thing. You got that's the feeling with Shanahan is you can almost take any running back and just fit that cog in the machine, and it seems to work. And he has done that, and we've seen it. But I'm with you. I thought, man, knowing that Christian McCaffrey may not be able to stay healthy, knowing that your defense is getting older, that's why they went and did what they did with Mykal Williams, is maybe you just let it do a soft reset with this thing.
Yeah.
Let it go down. Maybe you get back into the quarterback market. Like, it's one of the few teams that drafts a quarterback you never even saw him play in Trey Lance. It's crazy. But in this case, they lost, what, 5 of their last 6 to end the season. Now, that got, a lot of that in part was McCaffrey not being on the field. But I'm looking at these games, and I'm like, he's not doing anything. One pick, one touchdown. You know, no touchdowns in a game. One pick against the Rams and a 12-6 loss. You know, I mean, it's just underwhelming. But this is, as you said, the market. Look, same pressure goes for Sunshine. We're going to see what they're going to do with the new offensive coordinator with Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville. I would not have given him that contract either.
I just feel like, for me, and you're right about Sunshine. Trevor, though, to me, has more upside. It hasn't been he hasn't lived up to it, but he's got more upside than a Brock Purdy. And you know, with that said, we're going to see what the 49ers look like. They're on our schedule. But that was a shocker. And for me, again, there's only a few guys that deserve a no trade. I mean, this is like giving Bradley Beal, oh, wait, he had a no trade clause. How the hell does Bradley Beal have a no trade clause in the NBA and he's not a top 5 player? So this is what I'm telling you. I don't think he's a top 5 player, and nor did he deserve that. But when you do that, guys, you're locked in. You could say he's terrible next year and they go, oh, they'll just move on from him. And he goes, I'm not going anywhere.
What'd you think about, this is also happening while you're on vacay, Derrick Henry gets a contract extension, kind of like a little bit lowercase version of what the Eagles did with Saquon Barkley. I think you could argue from purely a cap standpoint, maybe they outbid themselves, but certainly rewarding a guy that obviously is a huge piece of that machine.
Yeah, I think the way he takes care of his body and the investment there, he's not falling off. And it will happen at some point, but it's like LeBron, right? That the investment into his body, Mike, is the reason why Derrick Henry still looks like a 28-year-old Derrick Henry and not a 32-year-old guy that's breaking down. So I think it's a smart play. Look, I think this is kind of that maybe his last run as far as before they move on and try to figure out who their next running back is going to be. But they're just trying to get back to where they were last year and figure it out.
And you know, we always talk about – I heard Andy and Randy today talking about teams that always seem to have their ish together. The Ravens are one of those teams. The way the contract is worded, $25 million is fully guaranteed, but the actual hits with incentives, it's a pretty manageable extension.
It's 1 year, yeah. 25.
Basically, that's it.
That's what you're doing.
It's a 2-year deal, but that's what's guaranteed.
Yeah. All right. The other big news NFL-wise, guys, it is our 4th-and-1 segment brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. NFL owners are 8 votes short of the 24 needed to ban the tush push. This is going to be back on the table. Mm. They are set to meet Tuesday and Wednesday. This is the next owners meeting. Remember, they tabled this. And the other things that they're going to talk about, again, earlier that we mentioned, they're going to talk about reseeding for the playoffs. So you can win your division, but you might not have a home game. That is something that they're going to discuss. And apparently Goodell is all for this. He's got to convince some other owners to get on board.
Yep.
And they're going to look at instant replay as well. And one of the things with instant replay, Mike, is the pass interference stuff.
Yeah, I just think it's such a huge play. And I know they want to pick up the pace. They want the games to be right at 3 hours. But still, you can flip the field. And we've seen this thing, and I get it. How can you have replay for a rule, you know, that is basically interpreted by the official? Well, you already had it. You blew it so bad for the Rams-Saints playoff game that you gave us replay on that play for 1 year, then you took it away.
Yeah.
Which, again, Rich McKay can convince most people of anything. He's an attorney. This one made no sense to me. I'd love to see it get back. And I do hope that they keep the division. Division winners get a home playoff game. And if you want to reseed after the first round, so be it. But I don't think, Carl, you should take away a home game for being the division winner.
I don't either. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our 3rd annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody. We're going to celebrate Father's Day with you guys. Go to 92.9thegame.com. Click on the contest page and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner. Hang out with us, and you can be, you know, your son. You could be anybody you want to bring that's important to you in your life. It's going to be, again, at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. Dad? You want me to call you Dad?
What?
It's Dukes and Bell. It is.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Dukes and Bell. By the way, what I guess I missed it. Kind of glad I did. The Belichick interview with Michael Strahan.
Yeah, that was terrible. I mean, that's why they went on Good Morning America. He knew that Strahan was going to throw him softballs, and he did. And Mike's like, I know you don't want to talk about your personal stuff. Yeah, well, yeah, nice. I mean, we get it. No. We want to hear about your stupid book, which, by the way, is on the New York Times bestseller list.
No way!
It is. Well, it's, you know, not at the top, but it's on the list.
Okay.
But no, yeah, Strahan, that was about what to be expected. I was telling Carl, you know, the bit we got, I thought was kind of fun last week, was one of our audience hit us up on the text line and said, what do you think? Maybe Arthur was kind of like lukewarm on Belichick. Did he bring this Jordan Hudson on the yacht with him on Dreamboat, on Arthur's boat? I was telling Carl, like, oh, Belichick, wonderful you're here. Oh, you brought your daughter. How nice.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, a stenographer. Oh, great idea. Write down what we're talking about here. Perfect. Your notes. Perfect.
Yes, she's taking notes.
But why is she top? Whoa. Put your top back on. What the hell's going on here?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, and it was a great question, but yeah, the Belichick stuff, it just, I think he realized how weird everything looks. And now they're totally now with the PR help, completely compartmentalizing her away from North Carolina football. We shall see.
Yeah, I just saw this I guess headline talking about Belichick explaining why his girlfriend is a part of the football program at UNC. So this continues. Hey, I was out. I said I made my way back to Texas, man. I played in a friend's member guest there. Was one of the things I was doing, and I met a guy. His name was Billy, and Billy was super nice. But, Mike, have you ever met somebody that has a nickname, and when you introduce yourself, they're like, yeah, call me whatever it might be?
Yes. Generally, it's been my time in the South.
Okay.
There's been a few times in the Northeast where people are like, everybody calls me Uncle Rocco. Okay, yeah. Maybe Uncle something.
Sure.
Uncle something.
Sure.
You know? Something like that. But that's about it for me.
Most,
okay. When I lived in the South, there was a guy that ran a bar in Bluefield, West Virginia, and he goes, everybody calls me Uncle Sonny.
Yeah.
So it was Uncle Sonny.
Absolutely.
But never Dad.
Well, that's the thing. So I meet him, and he's like super nice and gracious, and you know, he's fun. You can already tell. And he's like, yeah, call me Dad. And I'm like, I'm sorry. So he goes, look.
How old is this guy?
Oh, he's in his 50s. He's in his 50s. So he's like, you know, call me Dad. So he says, look, I know it sounds weird.
It does.
He said, but now everybody calls me Dad. So he pulls out a hat, and he's got a hat that says Dad on it. And I'm saying, what? I said, what is going on here? So here's the backstory to this, right? And it didn't change the fact that I did feel uncomfortable calling him that, which he was like, except, yeah, this is what you call me.
He was like, Daddy or Dad?
No, never Daddy. That's not happening.
That's a whole other line to cross.
So he says, Mike, he's a single guy. He's in his 50s, divorced. And he was on a business trip in Phoenix. This was right after the pandemic, somewhere around 2021. Where do you guys remember? It seems like it's been 8 million years. But you guys remember when you went out to dinner and they used to limit the amount of people that would either be in the restaurant or the amount of people that could sit at your table? I don't know if you guys remember this. There were so many things back then. But so he's out in Phoenix and he's on a business trip. And he's supposed to meet with some people out there that his company is meeting with. And he goes to the bar, and he says his dinner's about 30 minutes away, so he's at the bar having some cocktails, and these two women come up. And they start talking, and, you know, next thing you know, it's like, well, what are you doing tonight? And he said, well, I've got a dinner, but what are you guys doing tonight? And they said, whatever you're doing tonight. And so the story is that Billy ends up hooking up with these two ladies.
Hey, now.
Okay? And he says, that was the first night of this trip in Phoenix. And I said, well, it sounds like
nice,
a good trip.
Nice way to start the weekend.
That's a great trip. He goes, so the next night, we're supposed to have another business dinner, and it's limited to 10 people at this particular restaurant and the table.
Right.
So he says, I happen to be at the same bar. I go to the same bar. Two new women show up.
Back to the scene of the crime.
And he said, I'm saying to myself, men, there's no way in two nights in a row that I am going to be able to do this twice. But these women are flirtatious. They're having a good time. He says they hit things off. And he says, what are you guys doing tonight? And they said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I've got a business dinner, but you guys are more than welcome to come. But we're going to have to set by ourselves because there's not enough people, you know, room at the table. So they said, okay. So he says, they go upstairs, they change, they come down. He says, this is incredible. He's thinking, I'm back to back? Are you kidding me? So he goes to dinner with these ladies, and his business associates are there, and they're sitting at a table just right across from him, and he's sitting with these two ladies. They just met. They're all talking. He says, it's going great. And then one of his partners shows up, walks up and says, I can't believe you're doing this. And the ladies look at him, and he looks at his partner and he says, what are you talking about? And he says, now understand, I'm in my 50s. This guy is about 25.
Okay.
He looks 15. And he says, I cannot believe you're doing this to mom. And he says, what are you talking about? He says, you're here on a business trip with us. I'm going to call mom. And the two ladies are looking at Billy and they're going, you told me you weren't married. And he says, I'm not married. This is John. John is, he's clowning around. He's playing around.
Yeah, he's being a jerk. Yeah.
John then shows the ladies his phone, and it says mom on it, and the phone is ringing. So Billy, Dad, says, what are you doing? And these ladies are freaking out.
Right, right, right.
You're married. You have kids. You told me you didn't. And they're going in on him. And he goes, I'm calling mom. I'm going to tell her that you're here doing this. And I can't believe you are here doing this right now.
Oh, my God.
At that point, the ladies got so distraught. They got up from the table. They leave. His buddies at the table are dying. And from that point on, he became
Dad. Oh, my. By the way. Dad's got game, and I mean, the whole sidebar to this story is, The blank block that guy pulled?
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's a fireable offense.
So it gets back, when they get back to Texas, it gets back to people around the company, and everybody's like walking through the halls. What's up, Dad?
Big Dad.
How you doing, Dad? What's happening, Dad? I heard about what happened. So it just stuck. And I said, you know what? That's such a great story. I can buy that. I believe it. That's incredible. I still can't call you Dad, but I love the story. And his name's Billy, and I'm just giving him a shout out because he's a fun dude. But Mike, he said, you talk about being this close to back-to-back nights with two different groups of women. And he was like, I'm telling you, these women were all about it.
What does this guy look like?
He's a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude.
Like
Paul Newman?
He's
a good-looking, you know, mid-50s good-looking guy.
Like silver hair, rock and roll?
Yeah, silver hair. Okay. Silver hair. Cool. He's got a little...
Got his stuff together?
He's got the beard and the mustache kind of look. But I just tell you what. We all have nicknames, most of us growing up. I've said this before, and you talk about being in the South. Black folks, everybody got a nickname in your family. People, you know, Spanish folks. It's not uncommon. I've never met anybody that said, call me Dad. And that was the first time that ever happened.
I'm so impressed that the guy pulled off what he pulled off. Oh, I mean, I would be so livid with this dude because that goes beyond just simply busting balls about coworkers.
He ruined it. I mean,
that's a major violation.
Literally, he's standing there with the phone. I'm calling Mom. And he's holding it. And these ladies are like, oh, my God.
And this guy's like a 20-something?
Yes. And he leaves, and the ladies leave, and he says, everybody starts laughing. It's just like, you know, unbelievably funny. And he said, I couldn't do anything but laugh. I was like, okay, fine, you got me.
I don't know. I know some guys start swinging on that one.
It's crazy.
I got to be honest.
It's crazy.
That one.
All right, man. It's Dukes
and Bill.
Don't
get between a dog and his bone, Carl.
He had a bone. 404-726-0929. And I don't know about you guys. Listen, I know everyone.
What does he do? What's the business?
Oil and gas.
Oh, he's an oil man.
Yeah, oil and gas. Pookie and all the nicknames we've heard
over
the years.
Dad the oil man.
Dad, man. But he's got the whole gear and all that stuff to go with it. So that is the backstory. Yeah. Billy, appreciate you, bro. We are talking about a lot of different things today on the show, guys. Braves are off today after a big series win against the Red Sox. We're talking about the NBA playoffs as well. Tomorrow, we're going to have our guy, Nick Friedell, on from Odyssey. He's going to join us to talk about these playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're down to four teams. We've been discussing that today. Real quick, I wanted to read this because we were talking about Scottie Scheffler. Bryson DeChambeau just put this out. You win some, you lose most. I'm here for the whole journey. It's time to get better. Congratulations to Scotty on another incredible performance. He just put this out at around 2, almost 3 o'clock today, Mike. Mm. And you said it. The way that he approaches these courses, Bryson could be a multi-time, you know, majors champion.
Right.
But the way he approaches these courses, so if he's saying it's time to go back to work or get better, I hope it's his approach because he's got the game to do it.
One thing about DeChambeau, and remember, guys, this is a dude that has won majors. He's got two major wins. He's won the U.S. Open twice, once during the COVID, and of course in 2024. So he's a live golfer, can handle his business. John Rahm, just ever since he's gone over there, just can't seem to put together four rounds. But DeChambeau, it's so funny. Him basically, I mean, I told you a million times my feelings on him. It's like Phil Mickelson with a touch of Asperger's on steroids, because that's the way DeChambeau approaches it. Like he's in the spectrum, because it's like, oh, we need to get better golf balls that fly straight. Well, no blank, Sherlock. Everybody needs that. I mean, he basically what he was inferring after the round was guys like him and Rory generate so much club speed that they're basically outperforming the golf ball. That the golf ball, they can't find it true enough to fly. Well, maybe you were hitting the ball so damn far and so hard you got to take a little off. Either way, only DeChambeau. So the quest for the perfect golf ball now begins in his world.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to make that, but he can adjust his swing a little bit. Hey, I do know that.
And I mentioned it. You know, Scheffler had to deal with a different driver. And if you don't play golf, it's like, so what? Well, it's a big deal when you got to break in a new driver. They basically get so much wear, the face, and they have these against tolerances that are part of the rules. So they looked at his stuff. They tested a bunch of guys' stuff, and they said, you got to replace the club. So he did. So that happened. Another guy who got to replace a club was that Wyndham Clark, who wigged out on a bad tee shot.
He did.
Imagine if he had hit somebody like a Marshall, who apparently he just missed. He wings the driver. The club head detaches, goes foom, right through one of the sides behind the box. So a lot of folks are saying, hey, man, it's one thing for guys like me and Carl to do that. Not when you're on tour, man. Come on.
Not cool. All right, coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, our buddy Connor Riley's going to stop by. What is Kirby saying about the things he wants to see the Dogs do better this upcoming season? We'll hear it from Connor at 4 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. Reminder that you got to go sign up. Click the contest page, guys. It is our Father's Day contest. It's coming. It's going to be here before you know it. So before time runs out, it's going to be at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. We're going to have a good time. Go check that out and tell us why you want to bring whoever may be very important in your life. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to our man Connor Riley about the dogs and what's going on. There is never an off season, guys, and we know this. Also, big shout out to Georgia Tech for winning the ACC regular season championship. We'll get into all of that and more coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys, happy Monday, another week. This is a good week, though, because we're going into the holidays.
Yeah!
Summertime. This is it, baby. Yeah. This is summer is here. It's 92 degrees today, by the way, at the Midtown Connector with the top down. Summertime.
Nice. Get your whites all together. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. First off, I want to give a Yeah Man shout out real quick to some of the state championships in high school that I got a chance to see this past week. So congratulations to the Atlanta International School boys soccer team winning the 1A through 3A private title. So back-to-back titles for them. Lambert boys lacrosse team, they win the the Division III title. They're seventh in program history. And then the Milton girls lacrosse team, they win the Division II title. They're eighth in a row. And get this, guys, it's their 18th in program history. Wow. But here's the thing. Lacrosse was incorporated in 2004.
Nice.
So that's 18 titles.
Wow.
In like, what? Do the math. 21 years, yes, something
that's
like
amazing.
That?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, 18 and 20.
And how lacrosse has taken over in parts of Atlanta, right?
Yeah, so congratulations. And I also have on my Roswell, this is their back-to-back from last year. So they won three in a row.
I got to give a shout-out to John Parler's son.
Yes, exactly. So
He's a big part of that. Parler works for us here, but his son has been a big part of their success. They got a good squad, man.
They do. So, John, we need our three-peat T-shirt, sir. All right. All right. Real quick, guys. You talked about this earlier on with the NBA, and now that these conference finals are set up. So I was thinking to myself, man, I understand this whole, you know, the narrative that casual fans, you know, don't really know what's going on with a lot of they don't know a lot of the teams. But I will say, in my opinion, yeah, man, no, man, this Thunder and T-Wolves matchup is actually a great matchup for TV.
It will be, as Carl and I were talking about, and this is something we got into last week when Abe was filling in for you, it's the casual fan. Because, you know, the Knicks, maybe you know Tyrese Haliburton, maybe it's the casual fan, doesn't. We all know who Ant-Man is. We all know who SGA is. But does the casual fan watch when it's not, you know, Steph Curry or LeBron coming out of the West? That will be the rub, and we shall see. Now, even Joker, you know, is a guy that's kind of become a brand. But I think for the NBA, you're always looking for the next thing, the next generation. And here's these guys. You've watched them develop. Now they're leading their teams. Both teams are built. Minnesota lead a little bit more into free agency, and Oklahoma City kind of came up generically. Mm-hmm. But either way, man, it's a kind of a change of the guard. I'm excited.
So Ant-Man's 23, mm-hmm. right? And this is the changing of the guard. You're right, Mike. And SGA is what, 25, 26?
Yeah.
If they give us an epic conference finals, then we start looking for this matchup as we continue to move forward, right? The problem is we haven't gotten that consistency from two stars in their teams outside of LeBron and Steph Curry, right? We haven't gotten that. Even Luka, I mean, you made a run to the finals, but all right, this year you're watching. Like, you got to get here, and you got to be consistently here. It's why we love Magic and Bird. It's why we love Jordan. It's why you love Kobe. Tim Duncan's Spurs were always in the mix. Like, you have to have that guy that you go, man, they're going to be there. And either you're rooting for them or against them. I like the fact that we're getting some fresh blood. And, yes, I'm obviously a hardcore NBA guy. But at the end of the day, Mike's right. The casual fan, the way you tune in is your friends or people in your offices or Facebook, whatever you're on. You start hearing, man, did you see that? Did you watch that? That's how you bring them in.
And since 2019, this will be basically the seventh new winner.
Yeah.
Because we've had Raptors, Lakers, Bucks, Golden State, Nuggets, Celtics. So it'll be a seventh different winner, which kind of flies in the face of the old Jordan days or LeBron Big Three days when it was the familiarity of the same teams always there.
So does that say that there's parity in the NBA?
Yes.
I agree.
Now, the Mike Greenberg comments that the NFL needs to have a draft lottery, a lot of folks said no friggin' way in hell. But in this case, this is providing us with a very similar to the NBA. Smaller markets, I mean, technically, but you know, Denver's a big city, Minneapolis is a bigger city. Either way, you're getting fresh blood. I think that's the goal.
All right, here we go. Moving on, guys. John Rahm obviously didn't have a great weekend, but here's what he had to say about some advice you probably would have never thought he got the advice from when it came down to how he wrapped up the weekend.
And I always like to go back a little bit on something that Charles Barkley likes to remind basketball players all the time, like I play golf for a living. It's incredible, right? Am I embarrassed a little bit about how I finished today? Yeah, but I just need to get over it, get over myself. It's just like it's not the end of the world. Like, it's not like I'm a doctor or a first responder or somebody where if they have a bad day, truly bad things happen, right? So I'll get over it. I'll move on. Again, there's a lot more positive than negative to think about this week.
Yeah, man, no, man. Charles Barkley for your Monday motivator.
Hey. And by the way, I hope that that Brandel Chamblee hears that and sticks it up his tight white tuchus because that's a guy who's got some perspective. He's taking it on the chin. He's been made the bad guy because he took the money. I don't know a lot of folks who wouldn't walk across the street for basically five or six times what they're making, but he did. And, yeah, he's got to take the heat with it. But that's a class act there, facing the music when some golfers, Carl, don't want to get in front of the microphone after imploding like he did. Bogey, double bogey, just awful way to finish there at the Quail Hollow.
I love it. And sometimes, you know, we all, as fans, we get caught up in these guys choking in these moments. But he is right. Nobody died. He didn't cause anybody harm. And he's rich. Right. And that's the part he forgot that Charles always says at the end of that comment. Charles is like, we're not having surgery here. But then he ends it with, and I'm rich. Because that's the other part of this. John Rahm doesn't have to worry about his kids don't have to ever worry about anything. But he didn't harm anybody, man. And he will have another golf tournament where he can prove that he's one of the best in the world. I love his approach. And Mike and I will look, I hate that he's fallen off as much as he has, Mike. But I love John for who he is. He hadn't changed. And when he was winning on the PGA Tour and winning Masters, everybody's like, oh, this is the best. And then he takes some money and becomes the bad guy. He's right. Not the bad guy.
All right, cool. Last one. Let's have some fun with this one. So next week, you guys know I'm out. A little family vacay.
Man, you were telling me off the air this morning about this. This vacation that he's going on.
Yeah.
There's so much logistics and so many different moving parts as far as family members. This really seems like work and not vacation.
So most vacations you're supposed to look forward to, right? And I am, up to a point. We're going on a cruise.
Listen to this.
But the problem is, it's such a large group. Family members flying in from all over the place. My family alone, me and my wife and kids, that's six. We're six of us alone, right?
Yes.
Plus we have my wife's 80-some-odd-year-old grandmother that lives with us. That's seven bodies. We're bringing two extra kids for my son. So that's nine bodies alone that me and my wife have to account for just to get to the airport. My sister-in-law, my daughter, and her daughter are meeting us at the airport. I'm to the point where I'm like, listen, you meet us at the gate. We're not waiting for anybody. None of that. We're not doing that. Then we got to get there. We got to rent vans because of all the other people flying in. So that we can leave from the resort and go to the cruise to the port the next day. I have never had this much anxiety prior to a trip, a vacation.
Yeah,
man, no, man. I need to put limitations on how much is going down before some of these family vacations.
All right, so rule number one.
Duh.
You cannot look, and it's family, and it's hard. You're accounting for everybody, and it's all, like, on you. It's too much. First of all, everybody's not making the trip. Get your mind right now. Get your mind right.
Right.
Everybody, there will be a late plane. There will be something that happens that puts somebody behind the eight ball. Somebody's going to forget their passport. Just trust me on this. Something's going to happen because you're dealing with too many folk.
Right.
My thing has always been, like, if it's more than seven people, I'm out. Because you know what happens that day, even when you get on the cruise? Well, we all supposed to meet for dinner. Well, where y'all want to go?
Yes.
Nobody can agree on a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have all these people, seven is like the limit for me.
Mm-hmm.
When you have all these, and it's family, you love them, but then you're going to realize like 2 days in, such as on my nerves, I can't be around her. He's on my nerve. And then you're going to realize that you're isolated on a trip that you've planned to have a vacation on.
Yeah, I mean, he told me this. I was getting aggravated just him explaining it to me. I told Data, and I've told you the story, Carl. The worst trip, we all love Vegas, Carl, I've gone a million times. Worst trip of my life was my bachelor party. Supposed to be the greatest one of all.
Right.
Too many dudes, too many alpha males. Where are we going for dinner? Which strip club are we going to? What are we doing here? Who's get the car? I literally, get me out of here.
Right.
And so, yeah, I want vacation. That's why I don't. And then you're going on a cruise.
Yeah.
You can't escape from these relatives.
Oh, he can.
I mean,
he's just going to be in his room. He ain't going to like that.
I was going to say, was he going to jump off the boat?
Well, I already told my sister, since she's coming from California, she knows what to do.
Oh, yeah. So is she flying in a day early?
She's flying in a day early.
Okay, because I was going to say,
she's the only one I'm counting on at this point.
Well, and that's the other thing. People are like, I'm going on a cruise. I'm going to get there the day of. And you're already behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get there in enough time that in case anything goes wrong.
Yeah, and to your point, we already had one part of a family that had to drop out, the mom, because something's going on with their dog. So now the dad and the son are coming. And I'm like, man, I feel bad because now the dad's probably going to be like, I don't have my counterpart, and you know,
feeling some kind of way.
See, but this is the thing with I know you're where do you fall on the cruise thing?
I go on cruises, but we haven't been in a while. It just depends, man. Like being isolated on the boat, we were having this conversation when we were on vacation this last week. Being at a destination versus being isolated on the boat, I am more of a destination person,
right?
But some of these cruises, man, they take you to places and you can get off and go and you see a bunch of different things. And if you're into that, but there are people who get on these boats, Mike, they don't get off. They're on the boat and they don't do anything.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that do it. And I know you got to go on a good boat and all the, you get what you pay for, like anything else. But just to me, because we were down in Miami or Fort Lauderdale, Carl, for the F1 race, and to see all these same cruise thing with Day Day.
Yep.
Families, they got to bring all their suitcases, stay at a hotel for one night.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a problem with the flight, you miss the boat, you're screwed. You got to lug all that stuff, Carl, in the Uber. and everyone's stressed out. Then you get to the port and all the crap you got to go. Oh, man.
It's a
no
lot.
No way, Jose. And then
lot.
You got to do your safety boat drill.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot
Everybody
about that.
Get to
Thanks,
your safety
Mike.
Boat stations. No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, nope, that's nope, my nope, yeah, nope, man. Nope, no, nope. man. That's what I got.
But
Thanks,
I'll tell you this, though. The drinks will feel good though, once you get on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
You're
this
going
is the
all
first
inclusive?
Oh, yeah. This is the first time we did the drink package because I
gotta
was like, because if nothing else.
Got to do it.
Top shelf, baby.
I learned the hard way. First time we went on one, and I was like, no, I don't need the drink package. And then they were like, sir, you owe us $8 million. When I got off the boat, I was like, what? So, yeah, you're going to have fun, man. It's just stressful, but you gotta set some boundaries.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Day-Day. All right, coming up, man, we're going to talk to Connor Riley. Dogs, what does Kirby want the dogs to be better at? We'll find out next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.